from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back into the drive as we continue to get going here. We talked about it earlier, Clint. College football starts tomorrow. And I am, like, I'm watching the stuff. You know, you get all the stuff before the season starts. And, like, this Ryan Day thing, Ryan Day being on the hot seat, I mean, I know, I understand that sports and college football have changed a bit, but my goodness, Clint, Ryan Day has been there 5 years. He is 56-8. He's won 11 games the last, he's gone 11-2 the last 3 years. The year before that, he made it to the college football championship game and won a Big Ten title. 13-1 his first year. Isn't it? He's on the hot seat?
He's
on the hot seat. You think that's fair?
Well, fair or foul, it doesn't matter. I mean, that
or real.
That, I think it's real, absolutely. I mean, if you can't, that is just a school where if you're at Michigan and you can't beat Ohio State, nothing else matters. If you're at Ohio State and you can't beat Michigan, nothing else matters.
But they gave Jim 9 years.
Look, I mean, you're going to be thought of as a guy that could be bounced at any point in time, which is where Ryan Day's at. Whether he is or he isn't is irrelevant at this point in time. Every year until you get over that hump. And I think, hell, I mean, just like literally a tick below winning a national title is beating Michigan.
Yeah.
If you're at Ohio State. So, I think it's real. I do. I think it's real. I mean, I think there's a, I don't think it's fair at all. I think he's a good coach, but I think it's real.
I mean, that I'm looking at that. I'm like, this guy's won 11 games.
That's going to be Texas, Texas A&M. You let one of those teams.
That's
do.
Because I'm thinking about that. Those two. Their standards haven't been up to that. Now, I know Tyler will be mad, but I don't think A&M standards should be to that point. But I mean, if you think about what they let Jimbo do before they finally, yep, before he got on the hot seat.
Jimbo would have been fired 2 years ago if he was playing Texas year and you're out and losing that game.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Really? Yeah. Absolutely.
So you think that is what
that's coming.
Elko and what
that's coming.
And what Sark is looking at. If Sark loses and Sark has just gone to the playoff, they are in what, a preseason top 4 team.
Yeah.
They lose to A&M the next couple of years, and they don't win a title.
You lose back to back years to A&M in the first year. Absolutely, 100%.
Good God.
Yes. Now the only thing that changes for me in this conversation is
the playoff thing.
Is the expanded playoffs, and so you're still you can consistently lose to one or the other and play really good football outside of that, and you ultimately, you're still getting in the college football playoff. But, yeah, you get in that college football playoff. Now, even now that it's expanded, you get in that college football playoff and you have an early exit year after year, and then you're 2-3 years, you're not beating Texas or vice versa. Texas ain't beating Texas A&M. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
That is insane.
Winning 10 or 11 ain't going
to
be enough.
I guess that maybe comes from because I'm a fan of a team that, man, just get me to –
You too?
Just give me to 7. Sale 7. Let me get. I was 2 years ago. I was give me the 5.
Hey, I just want a bowl game, baby. I want a chance to go.
I
party.
Had just gotten to give me a bowl game last year. I just that is wild to me. I guess the Michigan thing is 5 years, man. That, like, someone texted in, yeah, they've hired Chip Kelly behind Ryan Day, and he needs to be careful. But if he beats Michigan this year, now he's completely off the hot seat.
You bet. Beat Michigan, you're gonna be in the college football playoff. Definitely with an expanded playoff, you're gonna be in that. You'll be fine.
That's nuts. Like, you have, like, the rate that he's been winning. Like, the Michigan thing has to come, because he has beaten Michigan. I mean, he has beaten them. His first 2 years, he was owning it. The last 3 years, they've had better teams and they've been able to win. But, like, the route he's winning, 56-8. Like, we gotta go a decade before we start talking. All right, now we're just bumping our heads up against Michigan. Now you're on the hot seat. Not 5 years.
Well, I mean,
five years. And same thing as you just talked about with Sark. Like, damn, man, y'all in the college, and not this new playoff. Y'all made it when it was four.
Well, you go out there. Here's the thing, though, is again, I don't think it's fair, but I think it is real. You know, you had C.J. Stroud. You had what's my man's Marvin Harrison Jr. And you still couldn't beat him. I just think, man, in this era of college football, man, especially those, you know, those top 10 schools, man, they ain't gonna let that stuff slide.
I guess Dabo better get.
That's an interesting one there.
Is it because he's won already and he won there at a place that wasn't? Because Ohio State obviously is a power, and this is absolutely the best or the most known Clemson has ever been during this.
There was a time a couple of years back where you could say Clemson was the most impressive program in all of college football with the Deshaun Watson handing the baton off to Trevor Lawrence and those runs they were making. There was conversations about, has Dabo Sweeney and Clemson taken over Alabama and Saban as the top program, the standard in college football. Here's the thing with Clemson to me at this point is, this is Dabo's last leg. He's on his last leg, and he is really leaning into this whole, we're gonna keep this thing, we're gonna recruit, we're gonna develop, we're not gonna do the transfer portal thing. We're not gonna lose guys, and we're not gonna replenish our entire roster with 20 new transfer portal guys and pay them a bunch of money. We're just not gonna do it. If he doesn't win this year, he will be the number one coach on the hot seat. Because if this approach, absolutely. Florida State is transfer portal king. Ole Miss is transfer portal king. The expanded playoffs are happening now, so more teams have a shot. We're watching.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Teams just look at the ACC. They went out and they got Cam Ward. They got the, one of the top quarterbacks this year. Paid him a boatload of money to do it. If he goes out there and he gets beat by Florida State, who we just mentioned, DJU is at Florida State now, transfer portal kid. And Florida State was they crushed the transfer portal last year. You look up and now Cam Ward's at Miami. If Miami messes around and beats Clemson, like the powers that be in Clemson aren't going to believe in what Dabo Sweeney's doing, because it's so different than everybody else. And if you don't win, if you don't beat the guys that are doing it differently, that are out there pursuing the hell and embracing the transfer portal, if those teams are now beating you and your approach doesn't look like it's going to be very promising, I think Dabo Sweeney's going to get booted up out of there.
That'd be crazy. I mean, yeah, if Ryan Day is up here on the hot seat, like this. And, I mean, I know Dabo's won multiple championships, but that's the case. Hell, I guess anybody can be right now. Good God almighty. All right, but college football getting going, and your ass better beat Michigan this year.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but it's just because it's 11-1 going into that game ain't enough. Your ass better beat Michigan. All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. Text in what you watching. What shows are you watching? Tonight is a big Dateline night for me, and I'm on bang me out. I think it's new tonight too as well. As that they've been off a little bit. I've been having to watch some of these Datelines that I have already memorized. Been showing these replays of these ones I've already seen before. I need some brand new joints right there. But Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey.
That's the name of it. Calm down.
I say Good Kikuchi. Huh? What is that? Is Bad Monkey a new picture?
Vince Vaughn. It's a show. Vince Vaughn on Apple. Hey, I had to check it out. First episode, pretty strong. I enjoy it. I like Vince Vaughn because he's playing kind of a mix between the funny and serious role, which I think he can slide right between. Vince is one of my favorites. Like his facial reactions and stuff
that
he makes. It's pretty good.
Vince is one of the silly guys. Are guys that can be silly that I don't just tolerate. I really like him. Like he's one that I can really get. Like I can.
Yo, you enjoyed the breakup when we made you watch that and him in that. Yeah,
I can look forward to whether it's a good movie or not. If Vince Vaughn's in it, he's one that gets I can get good and jacked up about. Like I can get excited about that. And then you put a title on it like Bad Monkey. Yeah, I'm in on that deal.
What's the one you said you started?
Tropo. I finished it. TROPPO.
Tropo.
It's interesting. It's a good little. I wouldn't write home about it. I wouldn't make it a point to watch it. But if you are really hard up for something to kind of get into, and you need something to chew up a few hours in the evening, if you like to decompress with your toes up and watching a show, and always having something there at your fingertips, there's two seasons worth, and it's a decent little watch. It's a decent little watch. I thought it was good.
Everybody keeps telling me to start Your Honor, and
ooh, you ain't seen Your Honor.
And I think that's after Dateline tonight. I think I'm gonna move to Your Honor.
Boy, you could. There's
Courtney
very.
Courtney started and said she had to stop after the first episode. I think she had to chill a little bit. Had to stop at the first episode. She said she didn't start at Your Honor.
Your Honor's a good one, man. That is a. I don't remember all the details. It's been a while, but that was one that
it was out on Showtime first, I believe, and now it's gotten to Netflix, and now it's like one of the top things people are talking about.
Yeah, whatever it was on before, boy, I binge watched it. Well, you know, it's the old dude from I think Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He's the dad, or he's the judge. He's the dad. Yeah. So I mean, that's is there two seasons of that?
I'm not sure. I heard it was but I've heard
it's good. It's good. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Now there's if I remember correctly, there's some parts of the plot that are a little tough to swallow.
You gotta be aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little shaky at times. you'll know what I'm talking about. It's one of them that you'll.
Brad texted in, got to watch the new Untold Netflix on Steve McNair. I've heard.
Saw it. I hadn't watched it.
I've heard people said it was terrible. Brandon Scott did a whole podcast on it.
Really?
And said it was terrible.
I saw you know, when you click on it, it shows you a little preview, a little trailer or whatever. It's an interesting watch for me because I don't recall the boyfriend. Like I don't recall the footage of the boyfriend being interrogated so much. So that's new to me.
See, and the thing that people keep telling me is this thing is it's as much about the Oilers' move from Houston to Tennessee, and then that's how someone described it. It's about the Oilers' move to Tennessee, and Steve McNair was murdered.
Yeah.
So, because I was intrigued. Well, that would be a buzzkill
if we're watching the Oilers bounce out of town for three episodes before we get to what the hell's going on.
So I do got to see that. I've seen it, but
it's a 1-hour documentary.
It's a I mean, I mean, Brandon Scott, he did a full doc. He did a podcast on how bad it was.
If it's not any good, man, that'll be a buzzkill.
Because that's a story I don't know a lot about.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what
I've watched
hell?
I've watched specials on it.
I haven't seen any specials on it.
I've watched specials on it before, but there was no, because the girl killed herself.
Yeah.
There's no, I haven't seen all the footage of the investigation and the interrogation of the others that could potentially be involved or that may thought to have been involved. I hadn't seen that. So that'd be a whole different side of it for me. So I'm interested in it, but hell, if it's 30 minutes of the Oilers bouncing out of Houston, hell, I don't know that I really want to watch it either, B. Scott, be honest with you.
What you got coming up?
Well, there's a Texans player that is on a short list of potential trade bait, if you will, potential trades out of Houston. And Houston is a good enough team right now, or is a really good football team right now, where most of their tradable players, they're not going to trade them because they want them. They need them. But there is one guy out there that could potentially fetch a little something, and it would probably be a solid if the Texans were able to move on from him and move him wherever he wanted to move. I'll tell you who that is. We'll discuss.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.